She laughed and kissed her little dog. "I've got to tell you," I said. "Dora, I'm very poor."
"Don't be silly," Dora said. "Poor men are thin with dirty faces. You aren't poor."
"I am," I told her. "My aunt has lost all her money. We've got nothing now."
"Oh, David," Dora cried. "Don't say that. Poor? I'm frightened."
"Don't worry, Dora," I said. "We won't be very, very poor, but we won't be able to have servants. Can you cook?"
"Cook?" Dora replied. "Oh, no, I can't cook."
"Can you learn?" I asked. "We'll have to save money, too. Can you manage our home yourself?"
"Manage the house? Cook? I don't want to learn these things. Oh, David, you are so cruel."
She began to cry.
"Julia," she shouted, "please come here. David is being unkind to me."
Julia came in. She put her arms round Dora and she spoke quietly to her. Soon Dora was calm again. "I'm sorry, Dora," I said. "I have made you unhappy. I won't do that again. I love you."
"I love you too, David," Dora said,
and she dried her eyes.
"But don't talk to me about money again."
"I won't," I agreed. I was worried when I left the house. "I need to work hard," I thought to myself. "Then I can earn enough for the two of us. I'll see Traddles." Traddles told me about shorthand. "If you learn shorthand," he told me, "you can earn more money." "I'll do that," I said. Traddles helped me to learn shorthand. Very early in the morning, I worked at the job Agnes found for me. Then I went to Mr. Spenlow's office and I worked there all day. At night, I practiced my shorthand with Traddles. One day, Mr. Spenlow sent for me. His face was angry, and Miss Murdstone was with him.
"Copperfield," he said, "you have deceived me. You are not a gentleman."
"Deceived you?" I asked in surprise.
"Yes, deceived him," Miss Murdstone agreed.
She held up some papers.
"What are these?"
"Miss Murdstone," Mr. Spenlow said loudly, "let me speak. Copperfield, are these your letters?"
"Yes, they are," I said.
"Read them," he said, and he gave me the letters.
"I don't need to read them," I said. "I love Dora, and my words came from my heart."